For most of his life, this service member lived as a woman, but he struggled with his gender identity, and his wife suggested he start trying out what it might feel like to be a man.
We started really small, like just using pronouns in the house, and she would say husband, and I felt like this huge weight was just lifted from my shoulders, and everything in my life just kind of started making sense.
This service member spoke to us on condition of anonymity because he didn't get permission from his higher-ups to do this interview. He wanted to transition, but he had to figure out how to navigate his identity at work.
Once we kind of decided that this is what I wanted to do, I notified our department head of the branch that I'm in, and he basically told me it could be a career ender or we could make it work.
This service member loves his job. It's rigorous and allows him to travel all over the world. So he got an official diagnosis, started taking testosterone. His body changed. Because his job has strict health requirements, he had to tell his peers before he was ready.
I felt like all of a sudden there was a spotlight on me everywhere I went. And when I came out as transgender, it was like everyone was just waiting for me to mess up and give them a reason that I shouldn't be serving.
His solution? Double down and work even harder. He finished that training, moved to a new duty station. It took his new leaders a while, but now they get his pronouns right and see him as a full member of their team.
I didn't demand anything from my unit. I didn't demand acceptance. I didn't demand medical care or anything. I just showed up and did my job, and I think they really respected that I put the mission first before myself.
His branch officially recognized his preferred gender this spring. And since President Trump's tweets this summer, the service member's gotten a big outpouring of support.
I have a lot of people that have already walked up to me and said, you know, I would go to battle with you, and that, you know, they would fight it till the end for me.
Advocates like Sasha Bookart say they've heard that from a lot of trans service members. Bookart is a lawyer for Lambda Legal, an LGBTQ advocacy group that's suing the government over the transgender ban. It's one of four lawsuits challenging the policy. Bookart is a trans woman and a Marine veteran, so this suit is personal for her.
You know, there were a lot of moments where, you know, I was very worried that I would be discovered and purged and drummed out of the military. And unfortunately, the president wants to return us to, you know, that era where people had to hide who they are and live in fear. But we're not going to let him do it.
The Justice Department recently asked a federal court to dismiss one of the four suits, arguing that the challenge is premature several times over. This summer, White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders said President Trump concluded that allowing transgender people to serve is costly and disruptive.
And based on consultation that he's had with his national security team, came to the conclusion that it erodes military readiness and unit cohesion, and made the decision based on that.
The service member we spoke to wants to have a long military career. He says that if transgender people get kicked out of the armed forces, it'll be tough. But he's confident he'll find a job somewhere else, and he's not too worried yet.
It takes a lot more than a tweet. To make a change, and they spent so long and so much money and so much research to say, yes, transgender people are qualified to serve in the military, that for him to tweet that we weren't honestly didn't faze me.
Until the policy changes, he plans to keep doing his job. I'm Sarah Harris.